Daf Nun Omid Aleph, we're up to, let's start from the Gemara. The Gemara says, the typically, new piece of Gemara, the Chata Shemesu Balachi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 lines from the top. 11 lines from the top. Daf Nun Omid Aleph.
Typically,
yeah. So the Gemara's kash over here is that the case is, the middle of the Gemara is discussing the case where the Kohen Gadol, he shechs the par, and he dies. He shechs his par, and there's a Kabbalah Saddam, and the question is, what do we do with the blood? What do we do with
before
the blood?
Before the Shrika he dies,
he has to do the Shrika in three places. He has to do the Lefnai v'Lefnim, on the Parecha, and the, between
well,
the...
Which carbon is this?
His par.
Oh, his par.
The first part of the Avodah is his par. So what happens if before he has an opportunity to bring his par, the Kohen Gadol dies? Look who just came to the Beis Medrash. The Goyin the Tzadik, Rabbi Shol, Liman Shalita. Baruch Hashem, we're waiting patiently here for you. So,
okay, let's get busy.
So we're in the middle of talking politics about the mayor, about the baseball game, me. About Rabbi Shol Zev. He has his pace, very nice and orderly.
Nun
Omid Aleph. We're in the middle of the Gemara. Mitnu Zedin. The Gemara table. The 11 lines on the top. 11 lines. Achad Osan Miodea. Achad Osan Miodea. The typically the Chato Shemesu Bolechi. The middle of the Gemara is also because the Kohen Gadol brings the power. The Shchita Sapar. The first carbon of the Avodah Hayom is the power of the Kohen Gadol, the Shchita, and there's Kabbalah, and then he dies. So what is the halacha?
The
Gemara says, okay, it's okay. The a new Kohen Gadol takes his place, enters into the Mikdash and the Beis Hamikdash, the skan, the replacement, and he takes over in the middle, and he takes the blood and he brings the blood inside the Kodesh HaKodashim, and he does the Hazah and the Kodesh HaKodashim. Then on the Parochas, he takes over. Frek the Gemara, how is he allowed to take over? The par is called the Karban Chatos. And it's the famous halacha in Mesach Lezvachim, we learned together, Rishol Zev, we learned the halacha that a patos, chatos, shemesu, beholecha, toivat. If you have a Karban Chatos, and the owner of the Karban Chatos dies, then the Karban Chatos goes down the drain. The Karban Chatos goes down the drain. I apologize to you, I forgot, I have to. I need literally 20 seconds. I have to send a very, very important message. I totally forgot to do this. Please give me 20 seconds. I totally forgot to do this. Here it is. Okay, done. Good. Totally forgot. That was extremely important, critical. Fight it. The Chatos, it was Talmud, that was Nagia for Talmud Torah. That was Torah. That was a Torah thing I had to do. It wasn't Stam Torah Matalim. So the Gemara's Kash over here, the Gemara's Kash over here is V'tepiklei, the Chatos, Shemesu Be'olechi. How can the replacement continue to proceed to do the Zrika, but the blood of this animal is a carbon Chatos? Chatos, Shemesu Be'olecha, Toivat. So the blood should be spilled out. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, our question that we asked before, the Al Karchin, Ein Achar Nichnas B'Shchitosoi. How can we allow a replacement to take over the service? Let's prove it. Let the result come out that the replacement should not be allowed to proceed, because this para that the Kohen Gadol shechted is called the Karban Chatos, and there's a rule that if a person sets aside a Karban Chatos and that person dies, that carbon cannot be offered on the mizbech. Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, anything that's called the Karban Chatos, if the owner dies, is put to death. So the table of the Chas Shemesu Be'olechi, the Chas Shemesu Be'olechi L'Mitzvah, so Amalei Ravim Barav Ada L'Rava Amarta.
No, you left out.
The Chas Shemesu Be'olechi L'Mitzvah, period. That's the halacha. It goes to death. That's the reason.
That's an expression?
Yes. That's the halacha. If you have a carbon chatos that is set aside for a person, the person dies, the animal goes to, is put to death. it's put to death in an indirect way. Therefore, the Gemara is asking a question: if you do the shechita and you have the blood, so the owner has died, the kohen gadol died, the blood should be spilled down the shisin, and a replacement should come and bring a new karbon chadas, a new para. The Gemara says, "Amalei Ravim Barav Odo."
So what's difficult? Also, you're asking how could he
continue? How can the new kohen gadol take over? Continue, but it should be spilled out. The Gemara answers. Omar le Ravin ba Rav Odl Rav Amri Talmidcha, your student, Omar said in the name of Omar Rav Amram, said in the name of
the student of Rav Ada.
Omar le Ravin. Rav Ravin said.
Your student, Rav Amram.
No. Omar le Ravin. Ravin said. Period. Omar le Ravin.
The son of Rav Ada.
Ravin said, "Kama." No. I think not. I think Amalei Ravin.
No.
You're right. Amalei Ravin by Rav Ada. Period. LeRava to Rava. Amalei Ravin by Rav LeRava. Amri Talmidcha. Rava, your student.
Okay.
Who's your student? I don't know who's the student over here. That's who the student is. Omar Rav Amram. Your student reported in the name of Rav Amram the answer to this question. What's the answer to this question? Chatos siburhi v'loy l'misa ozla. The only time we have a principle that a chatos.
Private chatos.
Exactly. The tell me in the Mishnah.
That's what's his private chatos. The
excellent question. That's the next chatos. That's the more.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent question. Omar loy mayor. Oh, v'haloy par yoy makipurim.
The Tanan.
Like who in the Mishnah. Omar.
This is all the words of Rav.
Yes. All the Tanan. Omar Rabbi Meir. Omar Rabbi Meir. V'haloy par yoy makipurim. V'chavite koin gadol. U'pesach. The carbon yachid who. V'doycho. The Tanan. Listen to the Bach. I'm making a mistake. The ois alf on the side. I'm making a mistake of the ois alf on the side. The Tanya, okay, the Mishnah less the Pesach, the Tanya, it says the Tanya. Let's see the Rashi. Let's see Rashi. It says Omar loy chatos siburhu v'chol v'olav v'chol echav hakoyhanim bo. I'm reading the Rashi. Rashi over here is saying that it's a chatos sibur. Why? The U.S. the kasha. Rashi is shikasha. Why? But it's only for the Kohen Gadol. No, it's not only for the Kohen Gadol. It comes for his entire family. Hoyle, since the Olav Yal Echav, his brethren, all the Kohanim, in fact. HaKohanim Ba, the Alkol Kahal Yisrael, the Chsiv, the Chiper Ba'adoy, Va'ad Beisoy. Okay, take out the Kahal Yisrael, that's not true. So therefore, that's why it's called the Chatos Tzibur, when it comes for family. In order for someone to be qualified as a Chatos Tzibur, you need it to be offered on behalf of the family of the Kohen.
When he says brethren, it means all the Kohanim.
The Kohanim, correct. All the Kohanim. They're all one big family.
Just him personally,
correct. It's all the Kohanim. That's what this one of you is saying. It's not so posh. This whole thing is not so posh. Who did the power come? Who did the power come for? Rashi over here says at this point in time, Hoyle the Olav. The echov ha-koyhanim ba, which means all of the koyhanim. The Kohen Gadol of the power is not just bringing it for himself. He's bringing it, Rashi learns, for all of the koyhanim. Okay, that's what it says here. We have to see that in the Gemara. Ba. Let's go weiter. So that's what he said. Omalar meir. Meir is himself the tumor. Now here we go. Let's go weiter in the Gemara. V'chad amalar period. The Tanan. Now we're going to bring a raya. Now the raya is a little bit lengthy, it appears. Let's read the Gemara.
There's a continuation of Rav.
Yes, he's bringing a raya. Now we have to see the entire piece of Gemara to understand what the raya is. The Talmud of the Mishnah. Omar loy Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said to him, who did he say to? To the Chacham. I don't know who he said to. I don't know. We have to see. V'haloy. This is part of a statement in the middle of a sugya. V'haloy. Par Yom HaKippurim. V'chavitei Kohen Gadol. U'Pesach. Three Karbonos. The Karbon Yochid who? These are private korbanos, right? The Yom HaKippurim is to the Kohen, and the Chavite Kohen Gadol is for the Kohen, and the Pesach is the korban. The korban yach, we're calling all of these three private korbanos.
Is that the korban yach goes together?
Yes, these are three korbanos. Every single individual brings a korban. It's a part that's called korban yachid, because everyone brings their own korban Pesach.
Why do you have to say the korban yach? You understand everybody brings individually korban Pesach.
Right. So we're asking a question. This piece of Gemara is discussing Chil Shabbos. Are you allowed to bring a korban? The only korbanos that you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos are Korbanot Sibur. You're not allowed to bring a private carbon in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. The only Korbanot that's Doicha Shabbos are public Korbanot, not private Korbanot. That's the Gemara's premise. Frag the Gemara, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? What about the Par Yom HaKippurim? If Yom HaKippurim is Chal B'Shabbos, the fact is that Yom Kippur is itself Shabbos, has the same status as Shabbos. And what about the Chavite Koyin Gadol? Right? And what about Korban Pesach? These three share in common, they are a Korban Yochid. The Pesach, the Korban Yochid, the Doiche, Esa Shabbos, the Esa Tuma. So therefore, so what do you see? What do we see over here? That these are, it's not Lav Michlal, the Ikel Lamando Amar, it's Sibur. Now, what does that mean? Let's see over here, Rashi. Look at the Hilge Rashi. Amalor Mei Mesechtas Tamura. Lav mechlal dike leman diama tetzibu. Lav mechlal de shame letana kama de ama tetzibu huva hainu taima de doche. The fact that a mayor made this statement, this statement is in the middle of a piece of Gemara. And the statement, I don't know the Gemara, but the statement over here was he said to him, what are you saying? The premise, this statement is built on a premise that the only korbanos that are doiche Shabbos are korbanos of its tzibur, are korbanos of its tzibur, and that's what's doiche Shabbos. But that's not so, because look, I'll show you three different korbanos that are korban yachid, and they are doiche Shabbos. What are the korbanos? What are the three that are korban yachid? The par shel kohen gadol, mechavitin, and the korban pesach. Now, what's the answer? So how is the other man the Amr going to answer this question? So the answer is, the man the Amr that disagrees, that says, no, I maintain my principle. The only carbon that's doiche Shabbos is a carbon tzibur. Hagufa, the par Yom HaKippurim is a carbon tzibur. That's my answer.
Minchas Chavitin.
He represents all the Kohanim, that's right, even though the kid pays for it.
Car pays a chasa?
That's for sure. If every single individual, that's the easiest of them all. If every single member of the entire Klal Yisrael must bring a carbon Pesach, the tzibur creates a matzav where it's called the carbon tzibur. So this Amanda Amar is asking a very powerful question. There's a premise. The premise of this statement is built upon a foundation that only types of korbanos that are doicha Shabbos are korbanos sibur and tumo. And the doicha Shabbos and the mehutah b'tzibur is a korban sibur. That's the premise. This man de Omar asked the question, what are you talking about? I'm going to give you three examples of a korban yochid that's doicha Shabbos and doicha tumo. Chavitin, parshal kohen gadol.
Also, it's not only a korban sibur, it has to be kavua.
It has to be kavua. Okay, fine. Fine, kavua and a carbon tzibur. But he's asking a question, what are you telling me over here that only a carbon tzibur? I'm going to show you three korbanos that are not carbon tzibur, and they're doicha Shabbos and doicha lehutah b'tumah. So what's the answer? So the Gemara says, the person to whom this question was presented did not give an answer. He was silent. And when his silence indicates, I don't even have to honor you with the response. The answer is so poshut, the answer is so simple, there's no need for me to respond. What's the answer that's so simple? The answer is, adarava, these three korbanos are korbanos sibur. The chavit kohen gadol, it represents all of the kohanim. It's the kahuna, it's the malchus, the power kohen gadol, the power coming, the power, all of the kohanim. That's it. It's the michlal dikalaman diyamar ditzibur, which means that the parshal koyein gadol is a tzibur. That answers the question. Back to our question: why is it if the koyein gadol does the shechit on the par, and the koyein gadol dies, and the skan takes over?
Well, you can't continue.
But it's shemei subo leho. No, the only time we say mesu be'olecha is by a carbon yachid.
Oh,
this is a carbon tzibur. How do you know it's a carbon tzibur? Look in this Gemara Masechta Tumura, where there's a conversation. What types of carbonis are doicha Shabbos? And the Tanakhama says the only one that's doicha Shabbos is a carbon tzibur. And Amarius the Kasha.
How do you know we have that klau? Only a carbon yachid.
That's the Gemara there. So that's not our sugya. That's Masechta Tumura. We have to be
sure,
mekabel.
A carbon only. Can't continue.
Only a carbon tzibur is doicha Shabbos.
No, I'm talking about when he says chad shmeis malei, only referring to a yachid.
That's b'sach l'zvach. That. Oh, or how do you know that? I guess that's halacha l'moshim Sinai. The whole halacha b'chlal
doesn't say explicitly.
That's the Gemara here is teaching us the yisoid. That this principle that we are familiar with, that chato shemesu be'olecha tomus, it's a halacha l'moshe b'Sinai. It was only said by a carbon yachid, not by a carbon tzibur.
Okay.
That's part of the halacha l'moshe. The Gemara is telling us a fact. This is not negotiable. This fact. Vayter in the Gemara. Period. Frag the Gemara back. Now we go for the rebuttal. Ulitameh, according to your logic, Diktani it says, the Gemara has another discussion. What about the par? Helem Dovishal Tzibo, Visuyavis Kachavim, Vechagiga, the carbon Tzibo, Vechagiga, the carbon Tzibo, Vechagiga, the carbon Tzibo, Vechagiga, the carbon Tzibo, the what's going on? That doesn't make sense. The argument does not make sense because there the Gemara, that this discussion, Misach Tamura, who has a rebuttal. What's the rebuttal? Let us say that the Tzibur has an obligation to bring a par helim davar. They did an avera. Bezdin paskin that Yolad eat chalef. And everyone ate chalef. Or, what was the other case the Movia said? Let's say the Tzibur, they worshipped idols. Bezdin paskin that a certain type of thing is permitted. And then they realize it's a mistake. It's not a bizrayu deva dezara. And what about chagiga? The chagiga, the carbon, everyone in Klali Shal must bring a chagiga. Since every single person who comes to visit the Yom Tov must bring chagiga, so it has the status of a carbon sibur, and yet these carbonas are not doiche Shabbos.
And they're not doiche Shabbos.
Now, according to your logic, and he was silent. According to your logic, if he's asking this question, does that mean that the person who did not answer the question, does that mean that he holds Pufakert? I taka hold that a par helim davar shel tzibur and the chagiga and the siyav rizchav is not a carbon tzibur. That's patently false. So just because you're silent, just because the person who's under attack does not answer, his silence does not indicate that he holds Pufakert. So just like when it comes to the Bar Helm Davar Shel Tzibur and the Siyav Rizchav and the Chagiga, less man the polik, it's a carbon tzibur. And just because you're attacking me, does not akash on me, the Zel Bezach. When we discuss the par Shel Yom HaKippurim and the Chavitin and the Pesach, and we said, oh, it's a carbon yachid, just because I'm silent doesn't mean I disagree and I hold it as a carbon tzibur. Because just like in the safe of this braisa, when we bring up other korbanos, everyone is going to be masking the par helam levar shel tzibur and the siyav rizchavim and the carbon chagig is the carbon tzibur. So how come? What is the answer? No, whatever the answer is, the answer we have to search for the answer.
So what does he answer? What is it? Mechlal the eklam adam the yachid?
Question mark. Mechlal. Are you going to go tell me? Are you going to apply the same logic? Are you going to apply the same logic and say mechlal that the fact that the fellow didn't answer the eklam adam the yachid? And these three korbanos are a carbon yachid.
The reason why it's not because it's a carbon yachid. Can't
impossible. Be. Impossible. It's not. These korbanos are not doicha. The question was, it should be doicha. If you're telling me a rule, that every carbon tzibur is doicha Shabbos, then the par helam davar shel tzibur and the siyav rizchav and the chagiga should be doicha Shabbos. Right? Is that the rule? What's the rule? What is the rule? The rule is a carbon tzibur. Really, a carbon tzibur is doicha Shabbos. So tell me, is a par helam davar shel tzibur, is that a tzibur or yachid?
Tzibur.
Is the chagiga a tzibur or yachid?
Tzibur.
Is the seidei avodas kechavim tzibur? Is it doicha Shabbos?
No.
No. But you just told me that if it's a carbon tzibur, it's doicha Shabbos. So we have a problem. Now, does that mean that I disagree just because I don't have an answer? Does it mean that I hold? No. I hold the Seidei Avodas Kechavim is a yachid, Chagiga is a yachid, and the Par Helam is a yachid. Does that mean that?
No.
No, of course not. The Kasha is an Eis in the Kasha. So the same way it's an Eis in the Kasha, it doesn't mean that I disagree in the Seifa, the Zel B'Zach in the Reisha. Just because I challenge you and I ask you, is the par Yom HaKippurim? It's a carbon yachid. It's a carbon yachid. So did he have an answer or he didn't have an answer? Just because he doesn't have an answer, does that mean nechlal that he held that the par Yom HaKippurim is a carbon tzibur? No. In the beginning of the Gemara held
it.
So the Gemara is saying, doesn't mean that. Are you going to tell me now? You have to. It is a question mark. You have to ask the inflection. The inflection. Mechlal. Does this mean to say the ikal leman the amad is going to be a person that says the yochid yochid? You telling me that because the kash the gvalt the kash, does that mean the mandam that says that the par helim davar shel tzibur is called the yachid? Ridiculous. Ella leta elatana kamukam mahadale the shame the kamar carbon tzibur doichas a shabbos viesatuma the carbon yachid ain't a doich aloya shabbos loya satuma. What's gonna be the answer then? Ella. So the answer is elatana kamukam mahadale. He's giving a response. He's giving a response. The shame, this that you said the kamar, this that you said the kamar, the carbon tzibur doichas a shabbos, v'yes atumah the carbon yachid ina doichas a shabbos atumah. Amalei Rav Meir. The words reviewing. So what then is the pshat in the brisa? What the pshat? Amalei Rav Meir. Carbon yachid klalu. The Gemara is reviewing the sugya. Rav Meir heard the Tanakhama make a statement. The statement that he made was a general statement. A carbon tzibur is doichas a shabbos. A carbon yachid is not doichas a shabbos. Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Meir, I cannot accept this. Carbon yachid klaluhu. It's a klal. Is it a klal v'aloi par? Question mark. Is it an absolute rule?
That it's not doicha?
That it's not doicha. Question mark. V'chi, the carbon yachid klaluhu. Is it an absolute rule that a carbon yachid is not doicha Shabbos? Is this an absolute rule? V'aloi par Yom HaKippurim mechavid the Kohen Gadol Pesach the Kohen Yachid who v'doch nes haShabbos v'yes haTumah. Now comes a new part that we did not yet learn yet. V'omar lo Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says carbon tzibur klaluhu. You're right. I'm not talking about a carbon. Just because there are exceptions. There are a select group of korbanos that are brought by the yachid that are doicha Shabbos. You're right. By a carbon yachid, yesh v'yesh. There are some korbanos of a yachid that are doicha Shabbos, and there are some that are not doicha Shabbos. What I meant to say was, but it is an absolute rule, b'li yoytze min haklal, that every carbon tzibur is doicha Shabbos. When it comes to carbon yachid, sometimes yes, sometimes not. There's no klal. There's no klal by a carbon yachid. So Mela, what about the power of Yom HaKippurim? Is the power of Yom HaKippurim a yachid or a tzibur? Yachid. Is it doicha Shabbos? Yes.
I said yachid. You see,
one person.
His family. And
also, the more that's the controversy. Just because it's also mechaber for his family and for the other kohanim, does that upgrade into a tzibur? What is a tzibur? This Gemara is touching upon the fundamentals. What is a tzibur? How do you define the tzibur? What is a tzibur? If every single person in the Gan's Klal Yisrael brings the carbon, does that make it into a carbon tzibur? Or no? A tzibur means one animal that's brought for the Gan's Klal Yisrael.
Yeah.
What that with Mamash was touching upon the essence, the meat over here. So the point over here is, he made a statement and he said that carbon, he was under the understanding that a carbon tzibur is doicha Shabbos. A carbon yachid is not doicha Shabbos. So he was Marius the Kasha. Really, a carbon yachid is not doicha Shabbos? I'm going to show you three carbons that are called a yachid and a doicha Shabbos. Namely, par Yom HaKippurim, Chavi Dikoyin Gadol, and Pesach. So he says, you're right, I never said that. Don't put words in my mouth. The only thing that I said was every single carbon tzibur is doicha Shabbos. Carbon yachid, yesh v'yesh. There are some carbonos of a yachid that are doicha, some not. I never said that. Don't put words into my mouth. You make me believe that I made two statements. You thought that I said there are two rules. Mimizrach l'marav. Rule A, if you're a carbon tzibur, Teicha Shabbos. Rule two, carbon yachid, you're not Teicha Shabbos. I never said that. Carbon yachid? I don't know. There are some carbonous yachid that are Teicha, some that are not Teicha. That's not my problem. He's gone, he just disappeared. He's off to the races. Now we can have Ol Chaim.
Oh,
what? I'm just joking. He's gone, whatever. He stepped out, whatever. Technology is not perfect. That's only Hashem is perfect.
So,
they're saying it's not a class.
Tell me, it's a machlaik is about par yom kippur and shvi'it kippur. That's
so right. Right. So right now the Gemara this. Let's finish the whole right. Let's read a little bit more. The other way we're going to see we go kolalu v'alei paralim adavishol siba. So then he asks, oh, but you are telling me that you have no suffix, you have no doubt, you have no doubt that a carbon. You have no doubt that a carbon. The Rebbe is back. You have no. Can you put it on mute, please? You have no doubt that a carbon tzibur is doicha. Really? Is that even a klal? Is even that a cloud? This what the Rebbe, the Halakha Rebbe, when we first started the show and he came online, he brought with him this answer. He said these words. Rabbi Shaul Lehman, he knew this. You know, he always does this. He always has this knack. Ever since I knew him. Shan Kadmoniyas, he always has this ability to see the future of the Gemara and to tell you what the Gemara is going to say. And what is the answer? Kol shazmanei kavua doicha Shabbos v'esatuma v'afilu biyachid v'kol she'in zmanei kavua ein doicha lo Shabbos lo esatuma afilu b'tzibur. The bottom line is zmanei kavua. Whatever zmanei kavua, the chavitin, the Karm Pesach. What else kavua?
Even if you're going to say it's a carbon yachid,
it's kavua. Zmanai kavua. The par yom kippurim is kavua. The male, that's why it's different. It comes out now over here that this answer is upgeschlacht. This thing we said over here is no longer. The Gemara's maskana now is that the par of yom kippurim, the Gemara's maskana is a carbon yachid. Ebaze, we're back to the kasha.
So it says even a yachid, if it's a zman kavua,
it's doicha Shabbos.
So now
we're back to the original kasha.
And everybody agrees with that.
Yes, that's what. Yeah, that's the klal. Nikoit haiklal biyotcha. The Gemara says this is a beautiful lashon. Nikoit, take hold. Haiklal biyotcha. Kol zmanik kavua doicha Shabbos v'chol v'tumah v'chol v'afil biyotcha v'chol she'ena zmanik kavua ena doicha lo Shabbos v'tumah v'afil b'tzibur. So it comes out now. The Gemara's maskana is a par shel yom kippurim. Is it a yachid or a tzibur? Yachid. It's a yachid. Back with the kasha. If it's going to be a carbon yachid, so if the blood spills, it's going to be blood spills.
You can't take over.
You cannot take over.
Because it's a carbon yachid.
Right. Vaita. Eisve, let's go with the kasha.
All right, 1 second. Although...
It's a carbon yachid.
It's a carbon yachid, even though he, not just for himself, but his whole family and all his brothers.
That's the Gemara saying. Yeah, the Gemara is saying. Well, the Gemara
considered a yachid. It's called zman. It's not for Klal Yisrael.
Right. Exactly.
That's the pshat.
Yeah. I don't know the whole Klal Yisrael.
So Mimchas Chavitin is also. It's a private.
Right. It is.
It looks like it has to be for Klal Yisrael. Also.
Correct. I don't know Klal Yisrael. Yeah, you have a principle by a shevet. It's called a tzibur. By a shevet.
So is that on Karim Pesach, you say it's doicha.
It's also the Gemara.
It's a carbon yachid.
The Gemara saying it's carbon yachid.
Because it's not a tip. Everybody's being marked.
Right.
It's not like one being marked.
Right. Everyone brings their own. Everyone
that's
to themselves.
Right.
Gewaldik. Now we go to a Nagam or Eisvei. See, it was kedai to come today, to wake up today, to come to this moment, this moment of appreciation of what it says in the Talmud. Weiter, a nay gemara, eisei, nay unfang, eisei abaya, abaya, abaya is the kasha. Par v'soshem ha-kipurim.